The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
We are looking at the apostles' doctrine, which is very important for us to understand what the Lord is doing at this time. We are looking at living a new life in Christ Jesus. And that's the hallmark of Christianity, is that a change is occurring in our lives every day. Amen. A change is occurring in our lives every day. I think Romans 6 was saying that we can serve God in the newness of life. How beautiful it is. By the time I was looking at charity again this week, I was just saying, like, if we can have this man plenty in our days, how will it be? A kind man, doesn't vaunt himself, doesn't envy it. Amen. And you can look at the nature, the content that makes up. How much more when a man is in everlasting? I know the Lord is doing a great work in our midst in this season, that fine men will arise again. What makes us fine is not the cream that we use or the soap. Amen. What makes us beautiful from within is actually what we are giving to the hearing, the listening, the understanding that comes by the gospel. And that is all. He said, we have been looking at a Christian growth, which is very pivotal for us. How do we grow? What's the meaning of Christian growth? And that is what this platform has been looking at. We can grow externally. We can grow physically. We are not growing in the spirit. And this is what I'm trying to say. You can be in a church where you got born again, and before you know it, they made you a worker. And from being a worker, you become a deacon. From being a deacon, you become an assistant pastor. Most of the time, churches have their own structures of growth. You can do all those things and climb the physical ladder, and in the spirit, you are not climbing anything. It's a different ballgame entirely. When you are changing, you are moving from milk of the world to the meat of the world, to the strong meat of the world. It's not the same as physical. Amen. And both can go together. Both can coexist. Amen. In fact, God wants us to coexist because He wants us to be responsible in the kingdom. But much more beyond responsibility is that there is a change that is going on internally. There is a transformation that is going on, which you are part of, which you are experiencing, which you are involved. Amen. Because it takes two to tango. As much as the Lord wants to give us, want to release so many blessings, so many laws, so many understanding, doctrine to us, but the people must also receive. That is why I say we must be a receiver. We receive the salvation of your soul. We must be people that receive. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So, or the life of a believer, called a stage or an age of being a babe. Amen. That is what we are looking at this morning. The stage or the state of being a babe, where one needs to be fed on the sincere milk of the word. We pray that junks will not be on our pulpit anymore in the name of Jesus. As the Lord adds to the body, people will begin to take growth properly. Amen. People will begin to grow up into Him in all things, and they will begin to feed on the sincere. That is why I love it. He said the sincere milk of the word. Hallelujah. Is the milk of the word, which a believer, a young man in the faith, a young woman in the faith, needs to give him or herself into, that we can grow properly or elderly. He said, and the kind of food and messages that constitute the sincere milk of the word of God, so that babe can grow. And I think you know that what God emphasizes or He desires of us is that we grow in the spirit. Amen. So that by the time we are coming to faith, 3 years after, we are becoming another man entirely. God doesn't just want us to be using Pampers all the time. Amen. He just naturally use it for a while, and you are meant to drop it. Amen. You are meant to drop it by the reason of growth. You should know the time you should wee-wee. You should know the time you want to use the restroom. You should know the time. It's age that commands those things. And that's how God wants it in the spirit. He said, the child grew and was strong in the spirit. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. So the babe can grow thereby. All of us have been at such a stage before when we were babes. Now, listen to this point. He said, being a babe is not an insult. Can you tell your neighbor? Being a babe is not embarrassing at all. is a stage. When you give your life to Jesus, automatically you belong to that crop. Amen. Nobody become born again and come into full eternal life. Or born again and come into full everlasting life. And you come into maturity straight. Everything has a process. Hallelujah. That is why when we are looking at the business team family this morning, we're looking about seed. Amen. It is that seed that will become a mighty tree, and which takes time for that to occur. It's a process in itself. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So if a believer is born again at the age of 70, spiritually, such a person is a what? Such a person is a what? If a person got born again at 90, such a person is a what? Hallelujah. Because we must understand these intricacies in the scripture. No matter the influence, either you are an MD, either you are an ambassador, either you are a president, either you are a governor, your influence, you stand on a global stage, regardless of what you do. Once you get born again, you are a babe, and there is a need for you to sit down your bum bum to learn. That is why I say, for ye have not so learned Christ, if you have heard him and have been taught by him. Hallelujah. Most of the time, we take our children to school, we want them to learn, but when it comes to faith, we begin to argue. We begin to argue scripture. Amen. You enroll your child. Some people can't even hardly wait for 2 years. They can't wait. They can't wait. 1 year, they are already pushing the child to school. That thing that you are doing also, it's also applicable in the faith. Amen. So that you can come and learn. But most often than not, the problem is that when people have status in the natural, we make the church an extension of their status. Amen. To continue with that. No, it is wrong. If you're an actress, a popular actor, and you got born again, you have to come and learn the intricacies of salvation. The gospel is a different ballgame entirely. It's different from physics, different from chemistry, different from our earthly something. It takes understanding that we need to come and learn the scripture. So age, status doesn't determine. You are a what? A babe. Though in the natural age, such a person is old. It was just like Nicodemus. We remember the Nicodemus story. Hallelujah. He's also an high-ranking officer. He's also a stature in the city of Israel. He's a person that you can't look away from. But he came to Jesus tonight, and the question he was asking is that, how can I be born again? Hallelujah. How can I be born? How can I do it? And that is the attitude that we also must have. That question is good. Amen. Some people can want to blend along on trying to feel as if they understood what Jesus was doing, but they don't understand. And I feel Nicodemus was sincere enough to ask. Amen. Hallelujah. And he was asking, how can these things be? Will I go back to my mother's womb again? That's a sincere heart that we must have. Question. To understand what is the intent of the Lord. They say, asking Jesus question about the new birth. So, at such times, a believer needs to be fed with a kind of a meal, which is known as new creation realities. Hallelujah. That's what we call the milk of the word of God. That is what a believer must stand on. That is what a believer must understand. That is what a believer must be able to undo well. Must be able to understand new creation reality. Amen. It's a news, and the new creation reality is the news about your new estate in Christ. So, and this is it. He said, our spirit is life because of, right? Can you say my spirit is life? Oh, you don't know that thing is a blessing to humanity. Hallelujah. That your spirit can carry the life of God. And I think we've been taught several times that man is 3-1. Amen. Romans 12 was telling us that, just for emphasis sake. We need to understand how the scripture uses all these words. Amen. That is, Romans 12 was telling us there. He said, I beseech you therefore by the mercies of God that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. Bodies here is yours. Amen. He's 3-1. He's still talking about your person. So when they take you like this, we can split you into three. We can say you are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in the body. Your outer body is decaying. Amen. That houses your spirit and your soul together. Hallelujah. And I think 1 Thessalonians 5:23 was saying that. He said, I pray God that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless. So it's clear that there is a spirit, there is a soul, and there is a body. When man died, the spirit of man died instantly. In the Garden of Eden, it's not negotiable. The spirit died. The soul was led on a journey. Journey. Hallelujah. And what happened when we got born again is that our spirit is life because of righteousness. Life came to your spirit. Amen. And that is the beauty of the New Testament that differentiates us from the men of the old. We function by the newness of the spirit in us. He now said, and we are a new man in our spirit, but not in our soul. Amen. Your soul doesn't understand what has happened. Your soul is far. Your soul is not at home. When it happened to your spirit, your soul went on its own journey. Amen. So that is why there is a need for us to return. The soul needs to return to the bishop and the shepherd of the soul so that the soul can come and understand what is there. Your soul comprises of your will, your intellect, your emotions. Amen. Your heart, your mind, they are part of it that makes up your soul. Hallelujah. Definitely when you got born again, your head did not become bigger. Hallelujah. We can't even know when you got born again. It's not the body thing. Your hand did not grow taller or you did not grow four legs. No. Amen. But something happened to your spirit, man, that must begin to move gradually to your soul. He said, to know that we can connect. Okay, that is the reality of a new believer, that you have life in your spirit. Can you tell somebody that you have life in your spirit? He said to know that he can connect to God through his spirit. You can connect to God. Amen. And by the Holy Spirit, he can reach God and also connect to other believers. That means you don't need a medium. You don't need an intermediary. You don't need a third party. Most companies are going on third party now. Hallelujah for recruitment. But for the gospel, we don't need a third party. Hallelujah. So you can connect to God directly. You don't need to go and pay a prophet. You don't need to go and pay somebody to help you to talk to your God. It's your God and my God. Hallelujah. Your father, we remember that scripture, when he rose up from the dead, your father and my father. Hallelujah. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So we are going to be looking at the state that is called righteousness. So Romans 10:11, can you just project that please? And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. That scripture looks like a contrast. That scriptures look like opposite, but it's not opposite. Amen. It's just talking about an experience in a person, in you. It's a reality in you. It's not a person. He said, if Christ be you, your body is dead because of sin, but the spirit, that's your spirit, is life because of righteousness. That dead in your body is that your body is not active, it's inactive, it's not operative, it's not sensitive. Amen. So he's talking about a work that is to be done in a person. When you say a being, a person, they must start the operation from the spirit. They move the life and they want to move it to the dead zone in us. Hallelujah. He said the body is not the flesh. Can you say the body is not the flesh? When you talk of body in the scripture, we need to understand how scripture writes. Because it is written by the spirit. We need guide of interpretation. The body is not skin. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not, actually, when they talk about body. They said it is the soul that is dead. That is when you see the body in that context, it is the soul that they are referring to. Amen. It is the soul. They said that is dead because of sin, because the spirit is life because righteousness came in and woken up the spirit. Hallelujah. Wake up the spirit and life came to us. He said, when we believe in the Lord Jesus by reason of what he has done and how he met God's required standard, he imparted to us a state called a righteousness, or we can say imputed righteousness. You didn't work for it. It's just a gift. Hallelujah. That is what we just see in your account. It's just that when somebody says, I will give you 10 million naira. Amen. The consideration has not moved from you. Hallelujah. No work, as it were. No things you have done. And they just give you 10 million naira. It's a gift. That's what you call it, Abby. Is a thing that you didn't work for. And that is what happens here. When Jesus met the requirement, something happened to humanity. Is that spirit can, life can be given to humanity. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. So that is what you have. It's imputed righteousness. Hallelujah. It's righteousness that is given to you. He said that is when we become right with God. Your spirit became right with God. Amen. Can you say amen? Your spirit became right with God because of the sacrifice of Jesus. Your spirit has an advantage. Your spirit stands on a great platform and pedestal for functionality by the reason of the life that was transferred to your spirit, man. He said that righteousness to us who believe is a gift. Jesus Christ imputed to our account because we need a basis as those who have been quickened from the dead to function. We can't function in our old estate. If not, the enemy will beat us hands down. Amen. The enemy will do what? Beat us hands down over and over and over and over again. We don't have it. So the raising of our spirit from the dead gives us a platform for us to engage in spiritual warfare. Amen. For you to command that the enemy take your hands off my business. Take your hands off my job. Take your hands off my children. Take your hands off in my family's affair. Because of what he has done in your spirit. The righteousness in your spirit. You have a good stand with the Lord Jesus. Amen. He said we can. Okay. So we need a platform of functioning which Christ gave to us by reason of the death, the burial, and the resurrection. Everything we have is because of what? Christ. Everything we have. Everything we have is because of Christ. Oh, can we appreciate Jesus this morning? So that is when you pray and you said in Jesus' name. That thing that you are doing is not easy. It's a cost that was given to us. We can engage spiritually. You can connect spiritually. You don't need anybody in between you. You can stand in your room. You can pray to God. You don't need to carry yourself and go to one place and have a sense that until you get to a place before they can hear you. He can hear you right in your marketplace. Even there are a crowd of billions, he can hear you right there. You are in your interview place, trusting the Lord for right answers. You can pray there and he will answer you and give you the right answer because of what has happened to your spirit. He said, Romans 5:17. He said, for if by one man's offense, death reigned by one, much more they which receive the abundance of grace. Can we say it together? Much more, they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. Shall those what? Shall those what? Hallelujah. Paul was talking about how death reigns and those who have received the abundance of grace on the basis of the gift of righteousness. That's what we receive when we got born again. They just give you a bundle. Amen. They just give you a do. They just give you that bundle. Righteousness. Gift. They just come and drop it in your house. They drop it in your tabernacle. They drop it into you. What a great blessing that we have received. This thing is more than millions. It's more than cash. It's more than giving you appointment in government. It's more than project. It's more than contract. This is a lifesaver. This is the real deal. Amen. This is the real contract. Hallelujah. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. They said the first thing that we can receive from Christ or we receive from Christ is the gift of. Can you say the first thing I receive from Christ? Is what? If it's a gift, then we didn't work for it. Or did you work for it? So, it is not based on our work, but on the finished work of Jesus Christ that we receive righteousness. That will be on the premise of which we can now receive an abundance of grace to reign in life. Hallelujah. Because much more they want to minister abundance of grace to you. Amen. That is why I say hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Even that righteousness that was imputed to you, you need to come and understand how righteousness works. There is a workings of righteousness. Hallelujah. Because you can also tabernacle there. But we are meant to enjoy it. Hallelujah. You are meant to enjoy it. Amen. Maybe those little flocks that you are doing. No, you can tell the enemy, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. And you are using your righteousness for growth, for help in this season. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. So we have a hope of reigning in life by one. We have a hope. Hallelujah. We are not hopeless. By the reason of the great gift of righteousness, we have a, in fact, that we are talking about soul salvation is because our spirit is safe. Because if our spirit is not safe, we have no basis of talking about soul salvation. Amen. They can move us to this discourse because of what has been done initially. So, he said that, okay, we have a hope of reigning in life by one, but that is not the base that is not based on the initial gift we receive, so that we can move from that initial gift of righteousness into an abundance of grace. So Romans 5:18. Therefore, as by one offense, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. Even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto what? Justification of, this is what you experience, justification of life. Hallelujah. Justified unto life. Progress to life. Liberty to life. Freedom to life. Access to life. No hindrance again anymore. The veil has been torn. You can become anything you want to become in God. The problem, the limitation is you. He said, Ephesians 2 verse 8. He said, for by grace. Okay, let me say, we need that free gift before we can be justified. So we can experience justification of life, which is by the reason of grace, the working of grace. This is a place where many believers of a certain school of thought have problem or have stumbled or overstressed. It is clear that it is the basis on which any believer at any time can ever have a position with God. And nobody can ever function by his works. We need to stand upon the foundation of a gift that Jesus gave to us. Hallelujah. So our sacrifices and labor can fetch us life. Amen. So we rely, we lean on the finished work of Jesus. Amen. We stand in that point for anything that we are doing. Ephesians 2 verse 8, it says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Did you receive a gift of God? This grace is the gift of God, which is the gift of righteousness that we receive in Christ Jesus. In your spirit. In your spirit. Life is in your spirit. Amen. That is why Daddy will say sometimes we need to look at our spirit. Don't be dictated by what happened in your soul. The soul is a fraud. It's a lie. Amen. Because in a way, the soul is still controlled by the former husband. You still have a deposit and resources there. So you can't live by what you are feeling. You can't live by your emotion. You can't live by your addictions. It's a lie. He wants to alter the work in your spirit. You have to lean on the spirit and say, there is life in my spirit. There's righteousness in my spirit. And you have to draw strength from that place. You don't have to be weak. You have to be strong at every point in time. Because the Holy Ghost is in your spirit. Life is in your spirit. Amen. We have obtained righteousness. And we need to be aware of this righteousness that we have. Amen. Righteousness. This is not the righteousness of our parents. This is not the righteousness in our culture. This is not the righteousness in Africa. This is not the righteousness from our courses or background. No, there is a righteousness that is of God. Of God. Of God. Amen. He said there is an emphasis on teaching that can make us aware that we have received gift and have been credited with an initial placement that can give us an advantage against the enemy on many sides. He wants to come to us on many sides. But we can boldly say we have a spirit. We carry something. Amen. Something is bigger than you that you carry on the inside. Hallelujah. Is this Miss Wingo's word? He said, I am 10,000 times bigger than my outward. I can say that we are billions bigger on our inside than on our outward because of the life that we carry. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. We have a place against our adversary. It is based on our work to start. If it's based on our work to start with, we need to understand and hear this. And our faith must be established upon this reality that we have received the gift of righteousness, which will give us the capacity to be born again. Without our grace that comes by faith, we will not be able to be born again. We had heard the gospel many times before we responded because the grace has not come. But the day the grace came, we just found it easy to believe the Lord Jesus. So that day you got born again, it is not by your strength or by your power. It is not by your permutation or calculation. A grace came and visited you. Amen. Sometimes you have been hearing the gospel, but there's a day that came to you. That thing that did that work is grace. Amen. It's grace. So that is why when you are speaking to your colleague now, you are speaking to a friend now, it's as if he's not hearing. It's a lie. Something is dropping. But a day will come that the abundance of grace will sweep him over. And he will not have any choice but to bow to the Lordship of Jesus. His grace. His grace. Amen. So, he said, without our grace that comes by faith, we will not be born again. And that is why we had heard the gospel many times before we responded, because the grace has not come. But the day the grace came, we just found it easy to believe that Jesus Christ, and by that, we got born again. An imputation of a gift of grace and righteousness has been given to everyone that is Christ. Hallelujah. He said, these are not just lingua. Can you say these are not just lingua? These are not just theories or school of thought. The Lord will heal the church from school of thought. You know, some people still believe there is spirit. There is no soul. There is body. Some people still believe there is no spirit. The man is not a spirit. Man is soul, solica, purely, and just body. Amen. So there is a whole lot. When you talk about church, the place the enemy fights more on the face of the earth. There is no institution on the earth that the devil fights more like the church. I'm telling you, it's the strong place. And the reason is not far-fetched. Because the church is the pillar and the ground of truth. Amen. Because the church is transformational. The church is occupying a strategic place in the whole human race, in the entire institution of the earth, to bring help to mankind. That is why Daddy was saying it on Wednesday, that the gospel is health to nations. Eh? The gospel is health. All nation has been beaten by snake. There is a venom in every nation. No nation is pure. No place is clean. Except the gospel comes. That is when the light shines. He said, these are not just lingua. These are the things that we must understand. It must be something that runs through our mind. That I am not just carnal. I am not just earthly. I am not just ordinary person. I carry life in my spirit. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Don't let the enemy nullify it. Most of the time, the devil preach otherwise to us and tells you that you are a liar. You don't know anything about righteousness. No, tell the devil, I didn't work for it. It was credited to my account. Eh? I have it in my account. It's there. It's resident there. He said, these are the things that we can understand and relate with and also live by. We ought to live by that and build our lives on that. The Lord will help us to give this understanding to our children. That they can grow with it early. He said, that is part of what is called the milk of the word of God. When you say the milk, this is the trail. This is the riches of the milk of the word of God. Your standing. They are part of it. He said, our new creation realities. Titus 3 verse 5. He said, not by the works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. We cannot see that it is not by our works, or it is by your works. How much did you pay for salvation? Or do you go and see somebody for your salvation? Or do you go and bribe somebody? Amen. Free gift. Free gift. Amen. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. It is by the reason of what Jesus did that is enough to start or adequate for us to kickstart our walk with God, to take advantage of the enemy rather than him taking advantage of us. This is the basis of righteousness which Jesus Christ has done to us. When we believe Jesus, we receive the what? The gift of righteousness. It is the gift that is given to everyone that believes in Jesus Christ, which is not based on our walk. It is that which has been given to you. Amen. You have life in your spirit. We can have advantage against the enemy. Amen. We can connect. We can pray. We can minister to the Lord. Hallelujah. No barrier. No limitation. Amen. We can silence the enemy at every point in time. And we can walk in righteousness. Because what was given to us is power. Amen. It's power. He said the spirit is life. Even though the body is dead. But in this season, the body will respond. By the reason of understanding, the body will become operative. The body will become sensitive. The body will also function in the capacity of the spirit. That's the battle. It's reconciling the soul and the spirit together. The Lord will help us this morning. Can we just begin to bless the name of the Father?
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.